60. It was on. You know, you've heard of 60 minute problem. It was 60 minute.
Man, I'm in the wrong.
In business. Georgia, I don't know for sure. I think it was in Georgia. Mm-hmm. This is all what they would do, because you know Georgia, what North Carolina, you find a lot of people that you know fishing is somewhat prevalent in that particular area. You know, and it was more or less in a rural area. I kid you not. It was a group of them that would get out early in the morning. I didn't say the early bird catches the worm. They get out early in the morning, put this metal piece into the ground, you know, real deep. Mm-hmm. And they get another metal wire, whatever, a pipe, mm-hmm. and they beat on it.
And they come in.
And the worms would surface. It's unbelievable, man. And they would clear from $250 to $300 a week. And these are people with no education. No formal education, no nothing. They just got that pure mother wit of surviving. And these were black people. And they made themselves a living.
Man, I'm wrong business. I'm gonna go. She goes, Georgia, big worms.
It shocked the hell out of me when I saw that. I said, hey, children, I think they're the wrong business. You know, let's move to Georgia. It would be a bunch of worm collectors. All of a sudden, I fill out an application. I decide, well, I want to leave that profession. A wormologist. And I decided to put that on my application. And I said, you know, a wormologist. That's a profession. It's a decent living. But it's unbelievable, at least to me, it was unbelievable, man.
A wormologist.
That's right.
Can you dig it?
Can you dig it?
No, we're speaking forward, you know. Okay, what might you call the hard-shelled animal that pulls its neck and legs into its shell?
Oh, turtle.
Okay.
Release your claws, that cabinet for me, baby.
Okay, have you ever heard of a turtle that lives on dry land?
Yeah, they call them, land turtles.
Okay. Have you ever heard somebody call them anything else?
No, I just referred to them as land turtles. They live strictly on land.
Yeah,
you're not talking about amphibians, the ones that live in water and off land. You just land, strictly land, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. I refer to them just land too.
Okay.
What name?
Well, some people call them gophers down here.
Oh! When they say gophers, have you ever eaten any?
You eat them?
Hey. Yes, sir. People eat gophers. Let me tell you. Now, maybe I'm not country or whatever. Is that I don't know. All of this American food daddy just wouldn't tolerate in the house. Okay. And mama knew this, and because mama's background was Spanish also, that's all she had to cook. But I'm telling you, like when daddy used to drive to Daytona, you know, see mama when she was in school, or when daddy was going to Tallahassee, you know, sometimes get his co-partners to drive with him, they run over a turn and say, hey, wait a minute, they push to the side, they would get up, and they would cook them. People here in the South eat gophers.
That's like a land turtle, though. Yeah.
And they say it is good. It's delicious. But the funniest part about it, in order to kill it, in order for it to be dead, you have to boil it. You can cut up in 50 million pieces. You can still see the nerves.
Really?
You really can. And I didn't believe it.
Oh, wow.
You can cut the neck off. You can cut the leg off. You can cut anything off. And you can still see that. You know, that throbbing sensation.
Mm-hmm.
I guess the pulse, you know, the nerves. And the only way you can stop is by boiling them or cooking them.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Really?
Huh. We always just...
You see, do you see the disadvantage you have in being white?
Yeah.